This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. All sorts of things happen here. You get all the best bits of our show coming up, and this is the bit where we just waffle for a little bit.
I've got something to waffle about.
Yeah.
I had my first ever year three dads catch up on Saturday night.
That's really cute.
It was awesome. It was so cool.
So all the dads of the kids in the same class at your new school.
Yeah. So there's a WhatsApp group that I was invited to early on this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a new thing because I was never a part of any WhatsApp groups or anything like that when the kids were going to their last school because we've recently moved.
That is not true. No, you were part of the Bletchley Mums.
That's right. Bletchley Park Mums group.
The Bletchley Park Mums had you in their group.
Yeah.
And you all sent each other texts.
Yeah. And then I left that because I was like, it's probably not where I need to be.
Right.
As one of the Bletchley Park dads. I'll leave your mothers to it.
Right.
Okay. And then there were no Bletchley Park dads groups. So I just floundered around for a little while, just not knowing who I was in this crazy, weird universe.
I'm so glad you found yourself in your new, in your kids' new school and that now you have your year three dads group.
It was great. You know
where, what? Where did you go to meet up?
We went to the Scarborough Sportsman's Club and I was actually very nervous.
Were you?
I was really nervous.
Because do you know any of them? How were you invited into the group in the first place?
Because there's one of the dads who I met at Mila's first party that she was invited to.
Oh, okay, cute.
And he was like, "Oh, you know, we've got a year three dads like WhatsApp group. I'll invite you along. We just, you know, chat and talk about things and talk about the kids. And occasionally we might go for a surf down the beach or something. We just shoot out a message and go, hey, who's coming?" And then occasionally we get beers. And I was like, "Okay, cool. Like, invite me in." And then last week the invitation went out. It's like, guys, it's been a while. Let's go. Let's get together.
It finally happened.
And
what was your table reservation when you got there?
It said year three dads. It was so good.
You don't know anyone to be able to be like, it's John's table.
Yeah. And I walked in. Like I said, I was really first and foremost, I drove to the Scarborough Sportsman's Club and I was like, hang on a sec. It was a very generic, we're going to the Sportsman's. So I better just double check if this is the one. And I sat out the front and I looked into the big glass doors and I've never been there before. So I didn't realize there's two parts to it, which is like an area where they hold functions.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of it is where the sporties is, where people can just go and have dinner and blah, blah, blah. And I saw all these people dressed in really nice gear. And I thought, oh, that's not it. They're not here. And so I Googled sportsmen's clubs near me and there was another one in Innaloo. And I was like, oh God, that must be it. And I drove all the way to Innaloo and then walked in. That was dead. There was nobody there, including the dads. So I went back to the Scarborough Sporties again. So I didn't arrive until like 45 minutes later.
And realized you were underdressed.
I dressed very well.
Oh, were trying to impress the dads.
I was. You know how I usually dress. It's like a pair of shorts, some sneakers and a top,
it's
whatever.
It's like almost like you could go to the gym or the beach at any time without warning.
Exactly. Well, I actually rocked up and then I was embarrassed a little bit because I was overdressed by comparison. So I like wore a nice pair of shoes. I wore jeans. I wore like a
There's
nice shirt.
There's nothing wrong with setting the standard, Pete.
No,
you've
I
set
know
the
that.
Standard, and now the year three dads know that they also need to make an effort.
Yeah, well,
what kind of gear did you guys talk about? What are the year three dads riff about?
So there was a lot of what do you do for a crust kind of gear, like you know who's what's the job?
So you're all going, oh cool, I need a plumber, an electrician. Like you're all just sorting out your network,
nailing it down. The network's interesting, actually, because there's a guy in IT. There's a guy who's done a startup in mining. There's a couple of other mining guys.
Is there anyone you felt intimidated by? Was there like I'm a surgeon or I'm a, like whatever you would be intimidated by. Was there anyone who just made you go, oh my God?
No, no.
No? You're all on par?
I'm the intimidating one.
Oh. Okay. What makes you so intimidating?
I very quickly became the alpha. No, I'm just kidding. No, we spoke about this on the show this morning because when everybody's talking about what do you do for a job, and then I always feel a bit weird and stupid saying I work for Mix 94.5 and I have a show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I always feel really stupid saying that, even though that's the job. Right.
And because without me next to you, no one would believe you.
No, God no. So you're just like, Pete.
I'm nobody unless I'm standing next to you.
Yeah, and I'm exactly the same. And then I was like, oh, I'm a broadcaster. Oh, for who? So I made them fish. I was like, for who? Mix 94.5. Really? What shift do you do? Breakfast. Is that the show? Yeah. From when? 5:30 to a 9.
Oh, wait. Are you Pete? Are you Pete in Pete and Kimber?
Should have seen the looks on their faces when that clocked up. Bang!
Suddenly, they're like, I regret telling you all of my secrets that I just mentioned when I thought I was in the safety of Year 3 dad group.
I'll tell you what. So it went from there, right? It went they wanted to know a lot of questions about what it is that we do. They wanted to know if callers are real, which, yes, they are.
Yep.
They wanted to know about some juicy stuff, Secret Lives of Perth. I told them you should have seen these dads hovering around this table, hanging on to every word of the Secret Lives of Perth.
Can I check one of the questions that I get a little bit? And see if you get the same one.
What is it?
I'll be interested to know. I get, are you and Pete really friends?
No, I didn't get that one.
I wonder why people, because they're like, so do you two, like, do you genuinely get along? Like, that's what I get
people
asked.
Ask you that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Why do they ask?
I don't know. I think everyone in media hates each other or that we're faking a friendship or something. I'm like, I don't have the energy for that.
I readily tell people very early on in the piece when we're talking about this show that I'm like, we've been mates for like 15 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get along like ours on fire.
Yeah, they wouldn't be brave enough to say they didn't like either one of us because the other one of us would take them down.
That's so true.
If someone started bagging you out, yeah. I would become really defensive.
Just so you know, I'd be exactly the same.
What's on the podcast today?
You're Kidding Me, which is our fun little game we play every week.
Yeah, I enjoy that. You're Kidding Me is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
You're sadly trailing. We chatted about the Oscars, Secret Lives of Perth. What? I mean, just have a seat, get a drink, sit down and wrap your head around it.
And get ready to like go backwards a couple of times to just go, did she really just say that?
Yeah.
Did that just happen?
Yeah. And did Pete really just ask who was a better lay, the father or the son? Yes, he did.
Oh, by the way, she answered that.
We talked about the royal family conspiracy theory. I mean, there's hundreds going around, but the latest one, fascinating. Have you been caught doing your taxes?
Doing your taxes.
It's when a mummy and a daddy love each other very much and they want to do their taxes together in private time.
Yeah.
But there's kids around.
Yeah. Time to reconcile that debt.
And we play yay or nay, which is just a fun game with quick opinions, really.
Yep.
And always lots of laughs.
3, 2, 1, yay or nay, bang.
Yeah.
There you go. Have a podcast.
Enjoy it. Bye.
Pete and Kimber.
Time for the greatest ever story about having done your taxes. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. So I caught up with some friends over the weekend and we were talking about when your kids have walked in on you while you were having some adult time. Now, for the purposes of this, adult time is doing your taxes.
I mean, if the kids are listening, they've heard all of
They're not listening. They're too busy. They're not listening. All right.
Yep.
But now we've clued everybody in.
Okay.
All right. So were you caught doing your taxes? Were you caught doing your taxes?
It would happen a lot with kids, I would imagine.
Now, my mate was telling me over the weekend about how long it's been since they had last done their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he'd really laid the groundwork for that day for an impulsive tax session to take place later on.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but the kids were home. And it's very hard to find somewhere around the house to do your taxes privately and the kids not walk in.
Yep.
All right, but at this particular point in time, the kids were off in the games room, all right, and they were busy.
Yep.
So he was like, okay, good, right? Now, his wife had been out taking the dog for a walk, had some her time. He'd sorted out all the kids' lunches for the day.
Right.
Like, he'd cleaned the kitchen. Like, he had set the scene for his wife who's got a lot going on in her mind.
You're passionately invested in your friend's life, I can
very,
hear.
Very, very. No, I get it. I get it because I've been in this situation before. I totally get it, right? But he'd set the scene for a very good, like, tax session to take place.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they had trotted off to go into a tax session. They'd gone into the bedroom, locked the door.
Yep.
Because when you do your taxes, you don't want to be interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And thought, oh, we'll go into the bathroom as well for an extra lock.
Okay? Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Walked on in there. They started doing their taxes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Everything was ready to go.
Got the calculators, the pens, the scheduling is ready. Yep.
Pen was loaded. Right. They were good to go. Right. Anyway, while they're in the middle of just about to get their taxes done, they could hear one of the kids knocking at the other door. right, which was locked.
Wow.
Which is perfectly fine.
Which is surprising.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know. Why would you lock the door doing your taxes? I get it.
No. Sorry, I meant to say knocking. I was surprised the kids were knocking.
Oh, no, they were knocking. Anyway, somehow one of the kids has managed to unlock the door.
Yep.
And make their way to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't locked.
Oh, good.
Because he had forgotten to lock it because he was so focused on the fact that for quite some time they hadn't done their taxes and they were about to do their taxes.
Yeah.
Now, as the door started to open, she's flown off the desk to run over to grab the door and slam it shut.
Yeah.
While he's standing there with his pen.
Yeah.
Because they'd just been doing their taxes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm across it.
So they were very, very close to getting caught doing their taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. You with me here?
Oh, I'm with you.
Right. Now, in the end, they ended up getting their taxes done, but it took another 3 goes and some arguments with the kids and having to put on some television shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So we're good?
Like, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So mum and dad, taxes are very important. We'd love to hear from you this morning, but sometimes kids like to interrupt the taxes getting done. We'd love to hear from you. Were you caught doing your taxes?
Laura, did you get caught doing your taxes?
I did, but my kids aren't babies. I've got a 27, 25, 21 and a 19-year-old. And just to paint a picture, my 21-year-old, my daughter, is the most perfect child, does nothing wrong, does all the right things. And she walked in while me and my husband were doing our taxes the other morning.
Oh.
She was absolutely horrified, could not speak to us for 2 days, could not face us for 2 days. My husband is a good Muslim man and was so embarrassed that he could not utter one single word to her for 2 days.
Now, Laura, when you were doing your taxes, who was where?
Yep.
While you were doing your taxes?
Who was like, where?
What was the scene that, what was the scene that she saw when she walked in?
Oh, she couldn't look at Dad's face for ages. She was, the scene wasn't good.
Mm. Yeah.
The scene wasn't good. And she learnt quite a few things that morning when she walked in.
Yeah.
But I tell you what,
great.
She won't be using our ensuite ever again. It was a good way to stop the kids from coming in and using our ensuite in the morning.
It's good to let them know that, you know, it's healthy to do your taxes and more than just once a year.
And if you do your taxes in the morning, you get it out of the way for the day.
Yeah, true.
Which is great.
Julia and Dianella, you've been caught doing your taxes.
Yes, we did. My son has recently been having night terrors where he's getting up and walking around during the night. So hubby and I decided it was time to do our taxes. We were getting there, and as my husband was about to sign the document, my son is standing right there looking us in the eye.
Oh, no.
And so I take him back to bed, assuming that it was a sleepwalk. Then the following morning, I got the questions.
Oh.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly he's got questions about accounting that you didn't know.
Yep.
Exactly. And I couldn't really answer him. So,
no.
I just walked out the shower.
You learn when you're older.
Julia, did the document go unsigned in the end? I'm just curious.
It was. And because it was right at the start of the signing, we just kind of had to just let that part ride.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Just have to reschedule a meeting. This is great. We should do this more often.
Katie's in Butler. Katie, you been caught doing your taxes?
I have, yeah. It was 10 o'clock at night, so it was perfectly timed taxes.
Yeah, it's a great time to do it. You got everything else out of the way, no interruptions.
And the door was locked. Everything was fine. Daughter came to the door. She's 7. She knocked. We kind of yelled through the door, "Go back to bed. We'll come in for you," because we were taxes. Yeah. Everything was out. Everything was out.
Yeah.
Nothing was balancing. Everything was out.
My daughter decided to go outside at 10 o'clock at night around to our side door, which is like a door directly from our bedroom outside into the garden. And happened to look up and see my 7-year-old in the dark in the garden just standing at the door outside. just watching.
Why is that image so terrifying? I'm more scared seeing her.
Never asked. It hasn't been mentioned. You never asked about taxes.
Yep.
So now I don't know how to. It's awful.
You don't have to until they need to know about it. Yep. You don't need to teach them anything.
Or until June, July comes around, it's the end of financial year. Have to do our taxes.
Love it. We love you kidding me because it means we have producer Kerrod with us. I
believe in miracles. Good morning. Good morning,
How
Pete.
Are
Good morning,
you?
Kimber.
Hello.
Pete, Kerrod. Please bring down the music. The printers aren't working and Rami and I are in meltdown.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Fancy a printer not working in an office.
But it's all going to turn around now because it's time for You Kidding Me. There you go. Oh, now we're back.
It is a game changer. I understand, though. Printers are quite possibly the worst piece of technology we have.
And everyone that works in an office that's listening to this right now understands my pain.
Yeah.
Hey, I've made up three different montages from three different years. You guys need to try and guess what year they are from. Kimber, you currently lead Pete 7-5.
Okay.
Yeah, ahead by 2. Let's hit the first one.
I'm joy. This is sadness. That's anger.
What?
This is disgust. And that's fear. We're Riley's emotions.
Yes, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. And that's very hard for Bruce Jenner to say.
Okay.
What year was that? Also.
That first one was Toy Story.
No, it wasn't.
Was it?
I know which one it was. It was Inside Out.
Thank you, Kim.
Because it was that movie where just sad was just bringing it down for everyone.
You really enjoyed that movie, didn't you?
You know what? It's a fantastic movie, but it's just an indication of like why people would prefer to be around people who are spreading joy.
Yes.
Second one's coming out very soon, actually.
Yeah. Well, let's go back in time. When do I think this movie was from?
I mean, Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
I'm going to hurry you both for an answer here. Kimber has given me one.
Okay. What'd you go, Pete?
I went...
Stop stalling.
2000
Hurry up.
2016.
Oh, 2013.
Ooh, 2016, 2013. It was 2015, so Pete gets the first point
Let's
on that one.
Go, Pepe!
Let's go to the second one.
Woo! Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Black Monday, the worst day ever on Wall Street. The Dow Jones lost 508 points in one day, more than 20%.
I feel like... Oh, no, it's okay. I'll go with it.
Kimber was very, very quick.
But I do think it's that.
Good morning, Vietnam. That wasn't the dot-com crash, was it?
Just work it off Rick Astley, mate.
I was actually just going to play the Rick Astley audio and then not have two
Rick,
other years.
You don't need any other.
I was just going to roll
exactly.
You guys.
But. You know, just be Rickrolled and be done with it. What'd you go with?
89.
I went 88, but I do think it might be 87.
Do you want to change your answer?
No.
You can keep
change,
it at 88.
Can I change my answer?
No, you can't change
Please,
yours.
Please, can I change
give,
my
I
answer?
I didn't give you
I
the option.
87.
It was 1987, so Kimber takes the points there.
Let's why?
Go to the third one.
This is rigged.
A 3-year-old girl who's gone missing in Portugal has been named as Madeline McCann.
Sandberg.
Who wants to see me do a big stuff?
Hot Rod.
Oh, Hot Rod is such a good movie.
Great movie.
And I've watched it so many times, but I've never looked up the year it was released.
I must admit, I think this one falls more in Pete's favour because of the Hot Rod reference. Kimber has given me a year.
Yeah, because I just don't like to mess around. I
Thank
just get
you,
in there. Whether you know it or not, you just got to go in fast. That's how we play this game,
Commit.
Pete.
Commit.
Dun, 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 dun. 2012.
Oh, I'm going to need to do some maths here.
I went really early. I went 2003 because I feel like Maddie McCann went missing about 20 years ago, but I could be jumping the gun there.
I forgot about the Maddie McCann thing at the beginning of that piece of audio.
Once you heard Hot Rod, you were just...
I was gone. I was gone for all money.
What did you say, Pete?
I said 2012.
And Kimball, you went 2003?
I went 2012.
And you went 2003.
Yeah. I've got it written there. Look, 2012.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, you're 5 years off. And Kimber, you're 4 years off. It was 2007, so you take the points.
Woo! winter music?
Yeah, that's new.
I may as well.
That I'm toxic.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Kimber, the Oscars are on this morning.
Yeah.
7 and 7 Plus is where you can catch them. The red carpet will be on our screens very soon, followed by the ceremony not long after then. I think most people are thinking to themselves, okay, it's going to be quite a battle between Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Probably. I mean, they really were the big ones, weren't they? I mean, Barbie earned $1.446 billion.
That's a lot of dollars.
It's a lot, isn't it?
A lot of dollars. Couple of things, though, between those. I mean, Oppenheimer is nominated for 13 awards.
That's
13,
huge.
So guaranteed to take a few of those out. What's your tip, Barbie or Oppenheimer for Best Picture?
I think it's got to be Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Barbie was not a... It just wasn't a Best Picture. It had the most hype, but it wasn't a Best Picture. It did a lot.
Mm.
I think it offered a lot of things. And, you know, one of the only films where both Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling got paid the same amount.
Oh, that's great.
$12.5 million each. So, that's equity.
So we'll see Margot Robbie performing at the Oscars. She'll be performing, won't she?
No, because it's a story of women sharing hopes and dreams for a better world and everyone realising that they're enough. So Ken will be performing. Ryan Gosling will be performing.
It's a great song. I'm Just Ken is a great song.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, though, in the last 24 hours, there has been some mega drama to hit the Oscars. And this is legit. There's another movie called The Holdovers. Have you heard of this movie, The Holdovers?
Only a little bit, but particularly because it's come to light that there's some plagiarism going on.
Apparently, line by line. If you haven't heard this movie, take a listen to this.
Every year at Barton Academy, students, faculty, and staff depart the campus for a two-week winter break. But there are always an unfortunate few who have nowhere to go for the holidays. They're known as the Holdovers.
Mr. Hunnam.
Hello, Mary.
I heard you got stuck with babysitting duty this year. How'd you manage that?
You know, he used to be a student, right?
Yeah, that's why he knows how to inflict maximum pain on us.
So The Holdovers nominated for Best Picture alongside Barbie and Oppenheimer, as well as Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor. 5 Oscar nominations. The guy who wrote the screenplay, Simon Stevenson, has said line for line, and he's got all of the lines and the stills and all of the comparisons to prove it, that this is actually a complete plagiarism of a screenplay he wrote called Frisco that he floated around Hollywood back in 2013, but it was never made.
It's so common, though, that this happens. Like, so, yeah, that he tried to get it going, it didn't take off, and now someone's grabbed it. But line for line?
Line for line, he reckons.
At least the rest of us, when we were plagiarising in school, you would just change some of the words back to front. The war happened in 1914. In 1914, the war did happen.
Exactly. And here are my references. Right. So we'll see how that plays out.
Wow. Have you heard what's in the gift bags this year?
I've heard it's worth a lot.
It is worth a lot. $170,000. Do you want to go shopping?
Yes, please. Let's go. Take me shopping, please.
I want you to know, too, that the Oscar show bags are a lot cheaper than the Golden Globe bags. Golden Globe bags were worth $500,000.
So, isn't the Oscars better than the Golden Globes?
No, the Golden Globes is more reputable.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Right.
The Golden Globes is generally more reputable. The Oscars is just what everyone else gets into.
Right, okay.
But $170,000 for the show bag, you can get yourself $10,000 worth of microneedling treatments for your face.
Well, that's lovely.
Really open up those pores. There's a wine fridge.
You get a wine fridge?
45 bottles it holds.
How do they fit that in the show bag?
Chocolates. Sleep aids.
What's that mean?
Well, I don't... In the celebrity world, I don't think they're allowed to specify what kind of sleeping aid they're taking.
Right, okay.
A special Rubik's Cube. I don't know what makes it so special.
Oh, it glows in the dark.
That one.
It's a glow-in-the-dark Rubik's Cube.
That's going to be given away for sure. And a $50,000 trip to a chalet in the Swiss Alps.
Oh, as you do.
But here's something you don't know.
What?
They give you this gift bag, but it costs you. Because you have to declare them as a gift. You have to declare the value of the bag as receiving a gift. And the IRS and the taxes are out to get you. And so, like, on average, they're going to pay somewhere between $63,000 and $70,000 in taxes. It's taxed at a 37% tax rate.
That is insane. So these rich people who are getting all of these incredible gifts, they have to pay taxes.
They better love their microneedling.
Got them.
got a secret. Can you keep it?
Pete and Kimber present Mix 94.5's Secret Lives of Perth. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Secret.
People have been sending in their secrets to mix.com.au. You can send yours in too. It helps get it off your chest and you might pick up some sneaky cash if it makes it to air. Mm-hmm. And then we call the person and we get them to tell their story and then we ask all of the questions.
That's right. This morning is guaranteed to send our podcast later on into absolute meltdown with you who have heard it for the first time going back to listen to it again and again and again and again and again. Anonymous reached out to us about this incredible. Perth is way too small to be doing this story. She's at work, sleeping with a guy, works out he's got a family and ends it. Months later, she's out, meets another guy, sleeps with him and falls pregnant. They decide to make a go of it and she's invited to a barbecue to meet the family. In they walk and standing there is his dad, who is the guy she was sleeping with at work. And that's just the beginning. Let's get into it.
So, look, tell us, I mean, you've submitted your secret to us. Tell us what your secret is.
I was previously sleeping with my child's grandfather.
Okay, hang on. So, sleeping with your child's grandfather, right?
Yes.
Now, okay.
Take us back to the beginning.
I was working in a workplace. I had started to go out on lunch dates with this guy. I tried to search him on Facebook, everything like that. Couldn't find him. I knew he'd had a wife previously and children. I didn't know that he was still with his wife. We hooked up a few times in a hotel.
When you say you like tried to find out some things about him, search him on Facebook, were you interested in him, but you wanted to actively make sure that nothing was going on because you'd heard he'd had a family before?
I was more curious just to find out more about him, to be honest, and I don't know, because my partner before that had cheated on me, so I was just, yeah, a bit of, I don't know, investigating, I guess.
Yeah, just a bit of research. Okay. Everyone does that when they're dating. They're always trying to find out a bit of a backstory. So you've hooked up with this guy at work, and is this guy sort of like, is he in a similar work position, position of power, same age? Like, what's his deal?
Older, same sort of position.
Okay, so you've hooked up with this older guy at work a few times.
Hang on, did you say at work or did you say at a
hotel?
At a hotel.
So we worked together. Then we were going on lunch dates together, and then it led to going to hotel rooms together.
Okay, and so were you dating? Were you in a relationship with this guy?
No, just casually seeing each other whenever we got the chance to.
Okay.
And was this taking place during work hours or was it outside of work hours as well?
Outside of work hours.
So we'd like evenings, weekends, maybe you'd go for a cheeky, dirty weekend away or something like that.
Yep.
Okay, so nothing very salacious at this point. Like that's pretty normal. Lots of people meet at work. So then where's it go from there?
So then I had a drunk night out one night, went home with another person, and it just happened to be his son.
So, hang on. So you, because you'd heard that he had children and a wife, he had a previous life, but did you know when you met the son that it was this guy's son?
No idea. It's quite a big family here in Perth, so a lot of people with similar surnames.
You've incidentally, I guess we would say, slept with the son of the person that you were, but you were seeing this other guy at work at the same time.
Yes.
Okay, so where's it going from there?
Well, I fell pregnant that night.
From the son?
Yes, from the son.
Now, this is the big part, right? So obviously you and old mate have had a tryst. Oh, well, not a tryst. You and old mate have gotten together and you've met the son that you now know is the son, but you didn't know he was the son at the time. So how did you find out that the man that you fell pregnant to on that one night stand was this guy's son?
So it was a couple of weeks later and we were not going to go through with the pregnancy, but then decided to. And then I got to know his family because we were like, all right, if we're going to have a child together, well, we're going to make it work.
So you guys actually decided to pursue a relationship and from a guy that you didn't even know.
Yeah, so wow. We got okay. to know each other. Yeah, so we got together. Yeah, and then I met the family a few weeks after that.
Okay, hang on. So there's a get-together, he's gone, come and meet my family. What circumstances are you meeting under? Are you at their house? Have you gone out to a restaurant?
No, it was just at a barbecue at the park around the corner from their house.
What was your face when you started approaching the picnic and realise, I know this guy and I've been sleeping with him and we're workmates?
My heart was racing quite fast. I didn't want to go, but I was like, you know, should I go? But cool. Then when we were standing around the barbecue, it was at a point where we kind of, the grandfather, I should say, we'll refer to him as the grandfather. We were standing together around the barbecue and we were just like, what the heck? And he asked me not to say anything.
Of course he did. Don't say anything. Oh, no kidding, mate. Because it's going to be super awkward when we have this conversation at this picnic.
Let's dive back into part two of this Secret Lives of Perth. We pick it up when her and the grandfather have seen each other at the party and they've made the connection. This is what's happened next.
The way that it came out, so at that particular point in time, we both worked for a really big organisation.
Right.
So at that point, we didn't say that we had worked together. Like, we knew we worked for the same company. It falls under different headings, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a big company with different departments.
He said, don't say anything. We won't tell my son that you and I have ever had a thing.
Yeah, pretty much. But later on, once it all came out that we had worked in the same company, people that we knew mutually went and pretty much kind of said, the father is getting really close to me at work, and there was a bit of a story going around that we had been together.
So your friends or mutual friends and workmates disclosed this to the son or the person that you were pregnant with?
Yeah. He questioned me and so did the mum, and I denied it.
Flat out denied it.
I did. I would love to be able to say, yeah, it happened, but I just know the drama that it caused. I know it wouldn't work out very good.
Well, why did you know that? Like, what gave you that impression?
What do you mean?
I know there's the obvious. I know there's the obvious. But what gave you that impression? I mean, what was let's call him Granddad. What was wrong with going on with Granddad? What kind of a person was he?
He's a nice person, but I mean, if you heard that your wife had slept with your dad, yeah. How would you feel?
Now, how long were you in this relationship with the son? You guys stayed together, you made it work?
Yeah, roughly 3 years.
Wow.
So you're not together anymore.
No.
This is the obvious question for me. Let's be completely honest here. Does everybody know now or is it still a big secret?
It is still to this day a very big secret.
Okay, so you guys are no longer together. But you have the kid. You're forever joined to this family. You said that the granddad, like you all still see each other, but he pretends not to know you. Obviously
yeah,
compounded by the fact you've kept it all a secret. Isn't it just bloody awkward all the time?
It is very, very, very awkward. But I feel even after I had fallen pregnant and he knew what the go was, when he had opportunities, he would still try to talk to me rudely at that point.
He was still having a go at, like, even though you're pregnant with my son's child, how about you and I have some more intimate times?
Yeah. What? Yeah, pretty much.
And pregnant? I just got to ask this question. Was that happening while you were pregnant?
While I was pregnant, yeah.
Oh,
and
my
it made me feel sick. And
you're not the only one.
I know, but the whole situation makes me feel disgusting myself.
But no, 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 no. Don't feel that.
Like nothing weird has happened.
No.
It has turned out weird. But at the time, it is not unusual for anybody in the modern age to be seeing somebody and going, this isn't going anywhere. It's not a relationship. We're just hooking up. And then actually try to pursue a relationship or, you know, see someone else. It's not a big deal. It's just that the odds, I mean, I know Perth is like 2 degrees of separation, but you never expect that you're going to rock up and find out that two completely anonymous people that you've hooked up with are father and son.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was still making passes at you.
Yeah. And that's my point, right? I hope you don't say, like, don't feel disgusted at yourself. You weren't doing anything. Like, that's, when I say that's disgusting, that's old, mate. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Are we the first people to ever have known that this has taken place?
You are, yeah. It actually feels good to be able to say it.
Hey, who was better in the sack? Was it him or was it the son? Who was better?
Okay.
I thought you were going to go granddad there for a second. Oh, God.
No, but you know what? Even if granddad was great, it's now tarnished.
Yeah, it is.
It's
so
it's tarnished because he's gone weird.
Have you ever considered just pulling the pin on the grenade and just tossing it in?
Why, though, to blow up the granddad's life?
Oh, mate.
If I did, I'd be on the next plane out of Australia.
Really? Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because do you know how hard it is to get a babysitter, Pete? Like.
So there you go. Our latest Secret Lives of Perth, and what a doozy. Oh,
how's
boy.
The story?
Incredible.
You know what is amazing?
What?
Is that I met Anonymous. Anonymous approached me. And we were out and Anonymous saw me and came out and said, it was me that you spoke to. And
no
I was like,
way.
And you know what? Well, I was thrilled because I went, it meant that she felt comfortable enough to let me know that information after talking to us. And I said to her, how do you feel after you've told us the secret? And she said, I feel so much better. Just needed to get it off her chest. And as you said, she hasn't done anything wrong. It's just that, you know, she felt better having spoken to us and she felt comfortable telling me who she was. And I thought that was cool.
I feel so much better hearing this as well. Because for a long time, I've had a suspicion that it's our boss making these stories up and hiring actors.
No, I met her.
He's hiring actors. But it's good to know that they're real.
No, I promise. Legitimate person. I met her.
Okay. Let's talk about this Kate Middleton conspiracy theory.
Get me on board. So the basic thing is that, like, Kate Middleton apparently had abdominal surgery. She went missing for a while. People haven't seen her at any royal engagements. And everyone's like, where's Kate? Is someone keeping her under the stairs in the woods?
Now, there's a bigger conspiracy here that I will get to in just a moment. Okay, but first we'll start there. It is dominating news headlines around the world at the moment. There's a picture that's been put up on Instagram of Kate. She's surrounded by their 3 kids, says, thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. And everybody is in meltdown over the picture, thinking it's fake. And there's AI, and there's been a development. Take a listen to this.
The royal family has released the first official photo of the Princess of Wales since her abdominal surgery.
It comes after weeks of speculation and wild rumours surrounding Kate's whereabouts.
Kensington Palace is shutting down rumours and wild conspiracy theories.
What is going on with Kate Middleton?
Extraordinary move. Global press agencies have issued what is known as a kill order on the picture, forcing it to be removed from their sites. It has been manipulated at the source.
Oh, she's got goosebumps. All right, so that thing in particular there, all right, a whole heap of the world's biggest news agencies, we're talking about the Associated Press, the AFP, Reuters, they've ordered this kill order on this photo, saying that they're taking it all off their sites because even they are starting to do the research and really have a good look at this photo going, this is fake.
Is the conspiracy around the fact that news and media organisations are actually doing research?
Come on.
I couldn't help it.
Don't take me off topic here. We're a news and media agency. Don't throw us into the pot with
them. We're not full of rubbish like they are.
We're not. No, hang on a sec. Hang on a sec.
Carry on.
We're not full of rubbish like they are. Well, you heard our show between 5:30 and 9 most mornings.
At least we're sincere about it.
I have been taking a really good look at this photo, and I'm not the only one, and there are some stunning irregularities about this photo, right? So the fingers of the kids, for example.
I mean, it just looks like it's an AI picture because AI get things wrong when it comes to teeth and hands. They're rubbish at putting together fingers and mouths.
Yeah, well, you should see the teeth on one of the kids. This is proper AI, like, stuff. It looks like an AI photo. Imagine, because this is on the official Prince and Princess of Wales Instagram. Imagine if this comes out and it is actually AI, and everybody figures it out that it is AI. What is going on with Princess Kate? Where is she? Why has she disappeared from public? Why is this an AI photo?
I mean, I don't know.
No, just drink the Kool-Aid with me and go down the rabbit hole for a second.
I don't think you're drinking Kool-Aid if you do critical thinking. Let's make that really clear. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I just think it's people critically thinking and other people not agreeing, and that's okay. Mm. I think that we have been doctoring photos and lying to everybody for ages.
Yeah, I know.
So I feel
it's
like
true.
All of the royals' photos have probably been doctored and AI'd in some way.
But you know what?
Like, and they're distracting us because they hardly ever release photos with all the kids together. And so it's like, hey, no one will pay attention to Kate if we put all the family in this shot.
Oh, good. You're with me on this. Okay, fantastic. Right? Because there's something bigger going on here as well. There's a bigger conspiracy attached to this.
Mm.
Have you noticed that in the last sort of 6 months, slowly, a lot of the royals have been disappearing from public engagements? Like Prince Charles, okay, going in for surgery and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's one of the latest ones.
Yeah.
Camilla's pulled out of doing public engagements as well.
Mm-hmm.
The only one doing any sort of public engagements is Prince William. And if you read really deep into these conspiracy theories, they reckon that slowly they're all being pulled from public because something big is about to happen, like a big world event is about to happen.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. They would certainly be in the know before anyone else.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it?
So it's not just that they're all in hiding because of their public shame?
There's a bit of that. Probably a little bit of that, I guess.
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Hi, Rami.
Morning.
Hi.
Yay or nay. I'm going to give you three topics and you can make up your mind within 3 seconds. And you have to really think about these ones. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
First one. Liking a story counts on... Let me start again. Liking a...
Good start.
No, you did say you really have to think about them.
I didn't have to really pronounce it properly.
Okay.
Liking a story on social media counts as flirting.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
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 Yay. No.
Nay.
Nay, yay.
I mean, you know, just like a story is pretty specific, but you just mean anything like a photo, liking anybody's posts.
Yeah.
Nay.
Okay, but what if you caught James liking a story of his a post from one of his exes?
I mean, that's okay. He's a supportive dude. Like, if his ex had a career progression or something cool, I would expect that it's a fine thing to do.
Nah.
So this is a scenario based thing.
Well,
we don't know the person who's doing the liking, and we don't know what they're.
If you were to find out that Liz was liking all these dudes on social media, would you be okay with it? Like a hot kind of six-pack ripped guy.
Yep. I'd be totally fine with it and I'd probably invite him over.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I don't know. I'm not the jealous type. I just don't care. I feel like it doesn't matter.
I wonder if we can get into Pete's social media accounts. Maybe that's one for another day where I can see, because you can find out on Instagram what he's liked.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to see what he's liked.
He would have liked a bunch of photos of Christina Hendricks and Gillian Anderson.
No, actually. No.
Not. Oh, not you. No. I meant James.
Oh, right. Okay. I was going to say, a bit old for me.
All right, next one. Toe rings.
3, 2, 1.
Yay, I guess. I'm cool with it.
Nay, from when I used to, like, the occasion I had one.
Oh, you used to have a toe ring?
I think everyone had one at once, and then you put it on, and you're like, it just feels weird. And I'm not surfy enough. I'm just not beach enough to be getting around in a toe ring. You have to be someone who likes to go barefoot in places, and I'm not that person.
I don't think you have to be surfy or beachy. My sister-in-law's got one. I've noticed she started wearing it in the past sort of couple of months or so. Oh,
how is
cool.
It comfortable? Kimber, you would know.
No, I think they feel weird.
Yeah, they look weird. It makes your toe...
Do they? I think they look weird.
On any toe that you put a toe ring on, the head of the toe just goes...
And you just look a little bit like a tagged bird. I don't know about them.
Good morning to my sister-in-law, who's probably listening right about
now. No, if you're into it, as I said, you do you, boo. I don't care. Yeah. It's not for me.
I always feel like if you wear a toe ring, you've got a story to tell. You're like one of those people.
I'll ask.
Yeah, ask her. And final one, conspiracy theories.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Big yay. They're fun. They're so much fun.
You were talking about an hour ago about the whole Kate Middleton Royals conspiracy theory, and I've seen you light up since then.
Because there's too much possibility of them actually being a thing. Like, there's way too much possibility. Like, there's a dark world government, or there's lizard people, or we don't get the full story. How are we to know that these things don't exist?
I think it's because, I've got to point out, one person who I thought would not fall for this conspiracy theory, or any conspiracy theory, is our producer, Carrot.
Oh, Carrot would be right up those conspiracy theories.
He has been in a bloody Kate Middleton hole for the last hour.
Sorry, I just realised how that sounded. Which one? Hey, Carrot? Which one, Carrot?
I've been very busy, guys.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch. At Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.